The USDA has released the import and export trade data for March of 2020. An important new piece of information is understanding the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West, and I called Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam.
COVID-19, 1 month into the pandemic.
Well, there's some interesting things with COVID-19. Overall, the U.S. already had a negative ag trade balance, about $501 million for March, and that's down sharply from March 2019 last year, when the balance was a positive $70 million. So you can just see the impact that we're looking at just 1 month into all this. And, you know, I got to tell you, April's not going to look much better. And in fact, when we get to May and the first months of June, those reports are not going to look good at all.
And the irony in it, Jake, is that everybody's talking about, well, we're going to run out of food, and there's food hoarding going on.
Yeah, it's really a tough time for trade right now. And we have farmers that are sitting on a lot of grain and a lot of other commodities, and nothing's really moving right now. It's not on the producer end. It's a supply line problem. That's where this nation really needs to do the work, is to
figure out the supply end of this. That is for sure. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.